What I'm going to preach from is the Kingwood James Version. So just what I've done is that I've put all the verses up on the screen. That way just we're all on the same page. And that's what you're going to see later. But let's start with what prayer, please. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. And we thank you, Father, that, Lord, you have made us to be children of light. Father, we haven't chosen that because you chose us. And in fact, sometimes, Lord, we don't live as children of light. Father, as we look at this term tonight, and then the following verses, may we learn how, Lord, to live as with children of light. And Father, may we be doers of your word and not just hearers only, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And this here phrase is what found four times in what scripture. First time this is found in what Luke chapter 16, in what verse 8, and it says this. And what the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely for the children of this world, are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Okay, second time, John 12:36. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus and departed, and what did hide himself from them. Then this here phrase is also found in what 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Then Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Yep. Okay. Walk as children of light. That word children means a child. It means son. It means daughter. God has called us to be his children. We have been bought by him. He's our father. Not only by what creation, but he has bought us. We belong to him. He's our father. Children of light. Children of light should not walk in darkness. Darkness is what shadiness. Think about a business partner. You who maybe he is cooking the books. He's a little shady. Now he's walking in darkness. As a child of light, we should not be that. That's obscurity. Darkness of error. What shadow? Wesley says, darkness is total blindness and what ignorance. The word light here means to make manifest, to shine, to be luminous. Barnes says, light is the emblem of happiness, knowledge, and holiness. As a child of light, we ought to be holy, not living in the shadows with the shady, but in holiness. That word walk means to live, to follow, to go with. We ought to walk with the one that is the light of the world. And to walk with him, we need to know him. Walk as children of light, not in darkness. Secondly, Ephesians 5:9, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and what righteousness and truth. Children of light walk in all goodness. Not just a little bit of goodness, but all goodness. All righteousness. All truth. There's no darkness here. There's none. There's absolutely none. The Holy Spirit produces this goodness, this righteousness, and he is the truth. We need to exhibit these things in our lives to show others that just we are different than they are. We are not children of darkness. We are children of light. And that word goodness means what? Virtue, doing good, producing benefits. Producing benefits to others. Gill says goodness is what sympathizing with persons in distress. You're having a readiness to forgive offenses and injuries. It's being ready to do good to others. Somebody calls upon you and you're there to help. You are a benefit to others. Righteousness means innocent, holy. Righteousness lies in what living in obedience to the law of God. And then truth means true. Let me ask you, are you true? Can people count on you day in and day out? When they ask you a question, can they know that just you're going to give them the what right answer, even if it hurts? Children of light walk in all goodness and what righteousness and truth. Is that you today? Next. Ephesians 5:10. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Children of light, prove what is acceptable. That there word proving means to test, to approve, to discern, to examine. Proving what is acceptable by accurate and continued study of the Scriptures. By accurate study. My what son Ben, presently on what Facebook, has been having a discussion back and forth with these other Christians who say that homosexuality is not wrong. These are quote Christians who he has gone to a Christian school with years ago, and they say homosexuality is not a sin. And Ben has been going back and forth. From the Scriptures, he's been trying to prove to them, this is what Scripture says, that it is wrong, that it is sin. It's right there just with murder. But they don't see it that way. Ben is trying to prove to them, children of light, prove what is acceptable. Here is another thought that is old now. If it feels good, do it. That's got to be rejected. That's not scripture-based. Or just do it. No. Reject it. Prove what is right. Study accurately. And what? Continue to what? Study. Walking in the light. Under the influence of the divine spirit, according to the dictates of the gospel, you should be able to try and bring to full proof that by which God is best pleased. Not better pleased, but best pleased. Are you giving just your best to the Lord as what children of light? What is best? Let's look at our next verse. And have no fellowship with the fruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That word fellowship. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, guys, as soon as it works, there it is. Children of light, reprove the works of what darkness. This is where this Ben's illustration fits in better. Sorry, I goofed there. But what fellowship means, to what share in what company with, to be partaker of. We are not to be partakers with darkness, period. Period. There is no excuse, none whatsoever. That word unfruitful means to be barren, to be without fruit. Barnes what says this, see what deeds of what darkness that would produce no benefit to the body or soul. They produce no benefit. But yet some of us play with the darkness. But yet it what produces us nothing good. Hill says they are of but no profit or advantage. No fellowship should be had with them. That word works means to a toil, deed, occupation. We shouldn't toil with them. We shouldn't do any what deeds with them. And again, that their darkness means shady, obscure, shadow. But then, what are we to do? Reprove them. Reprove means to confute, to prove wrong. To admonish, convict, convince, tell a fault, rebuke. One of the problems we have today, and all over, is that we see somebody do something wrong and we do nothing. We don't confront anything anymore. We see somebody doing something, that's their business. Oh yeah, it is their business and it's ours too. Because we need to confront them with the truth. Isn't that just what just Jesus did just with the Pharisees? Do you think he said, just let them do what they want to do? No, they were leading people astray. And he reproved them. And he took it to them. Not with fists of fury, but with the truth. Barnes writes, reprove them by your life, by your conversation, and all your influence. Over 20 years ago, I used to work in a secular job. And what guys used to tell dirty jokes. Well, just whenever I heard them starting that, I would just walk out of the room. I'd just walk out. I don't want to hear it. It is not important to me. By your actions, you can show them what truth is. I once had a man in that same place say, "I know you're a man of the cloth. I can tell that." Yeah, how could he tell? I was living differently than all those around me. And what some of them were also Christians. But they were not living as children of light. Clark says, bear a testimony against them and will convince them that they are wrong. To avoid them is not enough. We need to get involved. We need to reprove others. Ephesians 5, 12, 13, I am just going to read these, and it says this, "For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light." Verse 14. "Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." Children of light should not sleep. Children of light should not sleep. And that word awake means rise from sleep. It means to collect your faculties. But it also means inactivity. How many Christians are inactive? And I would think about tonight. Yeah, how many churches' lights are dark tonight?
Yeah, that's right.
There is no service. Wednesday night, there is no service. They're inactive. They're asleep. Don't they know that the Lord is coming quickly? They're asleep. Barnes says this, "Oh, it rouses from a state of what slumber and false security." False security. That word sleep is just simply means to lie down and rest. Yes, physically we need to rest. But what spiritually, we should not be asleep. Search your actions and return by what repentance and what remember your Creator. The children of God are sometimes asleep and need awakening. Believers are called on to wake out of sleep, and unbelievers to arise from the dead. They are dead in their trespasses and sins. They need to be saved. That word arise means simply to stand up. Stand up for the truth. Stop hiding from the battle that's here. We have a battle all about us for our culture. It's all around us. And yet the church stands asleep, lies asleep. They need to get up, stand up and awake and stand for the truth today. Rise from the dead, and that dead means a corpse. We need to stop being corpses. We need to be alive. Gill says this, living saints are what sometimes with dead sinners. It becomes them to arise from among them and quit their company. Amen. The company of dead sinners is infectious and dangerous. Amen. It is a means of hardening in sin and with grieving the people of God.
That's right.
Awake and arise. We need to practice is what the Lord has already shown us. And He will then reveal more to us. Do what you know to do. And He will give us more light.
Amen.
Next, Ephesians 5:15. See then that ye walk circumspectly, and not as fools, but as wise. The children of light walk circumspectly and wisely. And again, that word means to follow, to live, to tread all around. And as we walk about, we need to do it circumspectly. And that word means diligently, perfectly. Look around on all hands. Be every way watchful, wary, cautious in order to avoid danger. Discern enemies before they come too close. Walk diligently. Take special pains to guard against temptation that is all around us. When we go on the internet, what do you see? Lots of advertisements for all these different things. Give me, give me, give me. Some of them are half nude. Be careful. Watch. Watch. Don't let your guard down. When you let it down, Satan gets a hook. Satan gets a foot in there. Satan gets a hand in there. And he will pull you and me down. Walk circumspectly. And with your eyes about. Walk with diligence, caution, accuracy, and exactness. Getting to the highest pitch of every point of holiness. Don't let Satan pull you down. Be on guard and go for the highest point of holiness. That word on what wise there means walk in what crooked ways. Within the ways of what darkness, which leads to destruction. And the word wise means clear, thoughtful. It denotes practical skill. And it indicates intelligence. In what intelligence? Children of light should be intelligent. And I could add that one there. Make Christ the pattern. You have the Spirit as your guide. Walk as becomes the gospel of Christ. In what wisdom to those who are without, and in love to them that are within. Don't indulge in what foolish pleasures and what desires, but as those who have been taught to understand heavenly wisdom and who have been made truly wise. Truly wise. As a child of light, do you walk wisely? Do you walk wisely? Or do you walk as a fool? Ephesians 5:16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. That word redeeming means to buy up, ransom, to rescue, to improve opportunity. Dill says this. It denotes, say, what careful and what diligent use of time. And is an improvement of it to the greatest advantage. Not squandering it away. How many of us waste time? How many of us waste time? Oh, I just got to watch that show tonight. And then you find out it was a terrible one. What a waste of time. Or I got to watch that football game. Boy, just what a waste of time. I used to do that all the time. I used to love sports. I used to watch the Cowboys play all the time because I was a big Cowboy fan. And now, who cares? It's not important. In what view of eternity, what's important? It is not who won or lost. It's not who just won or lost. It is about us living for God. And we're telling others about Him, being children of light. How can we redeem the time? One, gaining just useful knowledge. Spend time in the Scriptures. Boy, useful knowledge, here it is. It amazes me, just we can watch 9 hours of football on a Sunday, and we can't spend 9 minutes in the Word of God. Well, how's that possible? How is that possible? Two, doing good to others. How many here just want good done to them? We all should. Three, and what ploying is for the purpose of an honest livelihood. Work hard. I meet many people today. They don't want to work. They want the money. But they don't want to work. Four, prayer and self-examination to make the heart better. How many here take time to examine their own heart? To confess their sins to the Lord. What did I do today that was wrong? Lord, show it to me so that I can confess it. Amen. Fifthly, seeking salvation and in endeavoring to do the will of God. What is the will of God for you today? Did you do it? Do you even know the will of God for your life? It starts right here. It starts right here. Clark says it this way. Buying up those are moments which others seem to throw away. Embrace every opportunity to glorify God. Save your own souls and do good to men. That word evil means hurtful, immoral, depraved, corrupt, diseased, derelict, vicious, mischief. Whoops, I didn't put that up there, did I? We need to redeem the time. The days are what evil. Just look around. Just look around. What do you see in the world today? And are times getting better for us? No. Not even close. Redeem the time. The time is short. Next, Ephesians 5:17. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding is what the will of the Lord is. Children of light, understand the will of the Lord. That word unwise means mindless, stupid, ignorant, and unbelieving. Barnes says, not fools, be ye not fools in the employment of your time and in the manner of your life. Show true wisdom by endeavoring to understand what the will of what the Lord is, and then do it. Do not become madmen. If you're unwise, you're a what, madman. That word understanding there means to put together, to comprehend, to consider, to understand, to be wise. And that will is desire, pleasure, God's desire, God's pleasure for you. We need to understand what God's will, what God's pleasure is for us. We need to be sober, chaste, holy, and what, pure. Look at the next verse. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Children of light are filled with the what, Spirit. That word drunk means intoxicated. And I think Gil puts it here the best. Do not be drunk with wine, whereby the mind is disturbed. And deprived of reason. Amen. And what Barnes what says this, was any man made a what, better Christian by use of wine? No. That word excess, it means riot, worthless, ruinous, reckless. Children of light are what, not to be worthless, ruinous, reckless. We are to be filled, to be just leveled up, to be crammed, to be furnished, to be satisfied, to be perfect with the Spirit of God. Be filled with the Spirit, who gives more noble pleasure than wine could ever do. Amen. It's the Spirit we need.
Amen.
The children of light are filled with the Spirit.
Right.
19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and what singing and what making just melody in what your heart to the Lord. Children of light are now children of what light minister to one another and what sing to the Lord. And that word speaking just means to talk, to utter words, to preach. To speak, talk, tell, utter. We ought to be speaking to one another. Sharing with one another. Praying for just one another. We need to endeavor to edify just one another. And to promote purity of heart by songs of praise.
Amen.
That psalm just simply means a set of music. See what psalms are. What set piece of music. We ought to sing hymns in what direct praise to God.
Amen.
How many of you don't sing when it's time to praise the Lord? When Sean's up there, do you just mouth the words? Or do you sing to the Lord? God gave you, He gave you your voice, and He wants to hear you sing. And that word heart means thoughts and feelings of the mind, the middle of us, where just we make choices from, where our just will is. From there, we sing to the Lord. Verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things to God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Children of light, always give thanks. Let me ask you, do you always give thanks? Do you look for things to give thanks for? So many believers, give me when it comes time to pray. But do we truly give thanks? Because He wants to hear our thanks. Giving thanks means what? To be grateful, to express gratitude towards God. This part of what worship should be so conducted as what to keep up in the heart a lively sense of the mercy and the goodness of God. My wife, week before she died, said this: God is good all the time, period. Even in her last days, she could say, God is good all the time. Even as I'm dying, God is good.
Amen.
Giving thanks. Giving thanks always is at all times, everywhere. In all things, the whole. All the good things and all the troublesome things that should draw us closer to Him. That would help us trust Him more. That would draw us closer to Him. That's what adversity does, or what should do. But in some cases, people harden their hearts and walk away. We are to praise God just for His what general mercy to all mankind, too, for all the happiness we are permitted to enjoy, and for the love of God in what creation, in what providence, and in redemption. And we're giving thanks for all things temporal, mercies, for all spiritual blessings, for all adversity. Wesley says this, giving thanks at all times and all places and for all things. Wow. In everything I give thanks, for this is the will of God. In what Christ Jesus concerning you, God wants to hear your thanks. That's His will for you. Verse 21, just submitting just yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Children of light, submit to one another and fear God. That word submitting means to obey or what to put yourself under to somebody else's authority. Boy, we don't see that so much today, do we? Nobody wants to be under somebody else's authority. Boy, that's bad. Oh, no, it's not. Because God made them for us. Think about government. God made the government for us to be under. Now, that's hard to swallow, isn't it? Especially today. But yet, God would put them there for us. And let no man be so tenacious of his own will or his own opinion as what to disturb thee what peace within the church and what to bear one another's burdens. And what Gil puts it this way, just submitting ourselves to just one another, either in a political sense of what giving honor, obedience, and what tribute unto civil magistrates, since they are what set up by God for the good of men. And that word fear means to alarm, to put in fear, to be afraid. It's a reverential fear of what displeasing God is in the motive for what this what charging our relative duties as what Christians, as a child of light, we need to submit to one another and what fear God. Look at our nation. One of the greatest things I see is there is no fear of God within the land. There is no fear. And it starts with us. We are the children of light. So ask yourself, am I walking as a child of the light? Let's pray. Father, may you help us to walk as children of light. There are, Lord, just so many things from the darkness that seek to trip us up. May we be on guard against them. May we reprove them. And may just we walk as children of light. In Jesus' name, amen.